We're here with Authentic Texans, Jonathan Lee, at Sabbath in the Park. State your name, gangster.
Jonathan Lee, that's my name, Jay Lee. Yes, sir.
How do you feel about Sabbath in the Park?
It's the best thing ever invented. Jesus is happy right now.
Have you ever been to a Sabbath in the Park before in New York?
I unfortunately was not there the first time. Second time, had to make it. Automatic.
And what's the attraction for you at Sabbath in the Park?
Sabbath, Park, Mad, Beer.
DJ Day from Melting Pot Music at Sabbath in the Park.
Yes, you are, motherfucker. What's going on?
Did you know that Black Sabbath was going to be playing in Austin, Texas at South by Southwest?
You know what? I did not, but I'm glad that Ayers came and told me last night in my sleep through a dream when he was butt naked and crazy and telling me about this. And he was like, yo, Sabbath is going to be in the motherfucking park, in the house, goddammit, tomorrow. Be there.
Exactly. And how do you feel about Fire?
We'll be right back.
All right, dog, how do you feel about Sabbath in the Park? Oh, yeah. I think that dog had too much to drink at Sabbath in the Park. We'll be right back. So I'm standing here with Surgeon Steph. Tell me where you are.
I'm at motherfucking Sabbath in the park, bitch, and I'm losing my voice because it's so awesome!
So how do you feel about Sabbath?
I love Sabbath. I mean, it reminds me of my childhood growing up in the suburbs of California. So, yeah, awesome.
What is the attraction here for you?
Mad beer, son. Mad beer and hoes are everywhere. It's wilding out. There's people fucking destroying this place. It's fucking incredible. It's like Girls Gone Wild times 1,000.
Actually, it's more like Boys Gone Wild because I see a lot of male flashing.
Hella pacey ass white boys getting naked, dog. It's awesome.
Free beer is good.
Do you think Nuff Weed will make an appearance in Apple Bowl?
I hope so. I've really been waiting for them to show up because it's an incredible event. I'm so proud and pleasured to be a part of it.
Was it difficult to get into the VIP section of Sabbath in the Park?
It was, but you know, we have inside connections. We know that seems all of us.
Dudes, thank you so much.
Yeah! Sabbath!
You see right through these dirty eyes. You know you have to learn the execution of your mind. You really have to turn. The race is run, the book is read, the end begins to show. The truth is out, the lies are old, but you don't want to know. Nobody will ever
with Gabriel, who works for the Parks Commission in Austin, Texas. Tell me why it is that you wanted to come aboard and have the city of Austin sponsor Sabbath in the Park.
Well, I really like Sabbath. I like Rub. You guys put it together all right. And here we are, listening to Sabbath in the Park.
That's really good, man. We want to thank you so much for doing it so big.
Oh, no problem, man. No problem.
With the head of security for Sabbath in the Park. State your name, gangster.
Sure, indeed. Rob Scavone in the house. Sabbath in the Park, part 3, more fire.
Are you concerned that security may be an issue at Sabbath in the Park?
Well, we are in Austin, so security in Austin is not necessarily paramount to having a good time, as opposed to the original location of Fort Greene Park and part 2, Sabbath in the Park, where we're surrounded by the law. However, in this current situation, Sabbath in the Park, I feel, is secure and safe from all the around elements and people in the general vicinity.
Are you concerned that you may have to throw down some violence at Sabbath in the Park tonight?
Absolutely not. If any violence needs to get done, I got my boy Masters out. He just sent the kids at him. They're going to bite the ankles. When I'm concentrating on the ankles, I'm going to run at him with a garbage can for a bit. Should be all good.
Do you think enough weed will make an appearance at Sabbath in the Park?
We can only hope so. Enough weed has missed previous 2 locations. And we're hoping enough weed shows up in Austin, because Austin is definitely the place that enough weed should make an appearance at. So, yes, I'm hoping enough weed will make an appearance.
All right, anything you want to say to the people out there listening to Sabbath in the Park?
Yeah, check out Sabbath in the Park, part 4. We don't know exactly where it's going to be. Location to be announced. TBA, baby. Maybe Sabbath on the boat. Maybe Sabbath on the lake. Maybe Sabbath in another country. We don't know. You don't know. You'll find out. Keep posting. Check it out. Sabbath in the Park, baby. It's worldwide.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, brother. Peace.
Sabbath, Volume 4, a new album of dark reality. Black Sabbath, Volume 4. When sadness fills my day, it's time to turn away and let tomorrow's dreams become reality to me. Black Sabbath, Volume 4. A new chapter in darkness on Warner Brothers Records and Tapes.
All right, we're here with Sabbath in the Park co-founders Cosmo Baker. Our friend Dirty South Joe could not make it. We're with our man Matt Sinzala. Elena's in the house looking at me a little cross-eyed. Maybe doesn't know what's going on. I saw her fall down earlier, but it's okay. Matt, tell me what Sabbath in the Park means to you?
It means it's a return to real music from real people and real events where real people come together for real events instead of fake events. Really, it's for part is what it means to me is like having events that are just so freaking real that like nobody could ever deny what we're trying to do over here. Like they could never ever deny Sabbath in the Park as being the realest event ever conceived by anyone ever on all levels of all events. That's what it means to me.
Cosmo Baker, how does it feel to be reunited with your partner at Sabbath in the Park in Austin, Texas?
I'll tell you what, man, it's been a long time coming, you know what I'm saying? We've seen a lot of hard roads. We've seen a lot of obstacles, a lot of people trying to hate on us, bring us down, you know what I mean? We have to fight the law, you know what I mean? But, overall, you know, we overcame, and now this kind of came to fruition right now. Here we are in the second national chapter, also equal to number one, because we deal with mathematics, you know what I'm talking about, right? You know what I'm saying? Of Sabbath in the Park LLC, the Austin chapter, and we're here, and it's really popping.
Matt Sanzana, did you know that Sabbath in the Park 3, More Fire, was going to be so throwed?
Dude, I knew, man, I think every Sabbath in the Park is going to be more throwed than the last one, and like, just the number of chicks here alone, dude, it's like, it's going down, man. You can't really, no one could really ever deny, like I said, the power that is Sabbath in the Park. And as far as just going back to the spirit of the event here, this is like the most genuine event. It was already voted most genuine event of the whole South by Southwest 07. It was voted. We already won that. This ain't no industry shit.
They understand the way that it actually goes down, but when the actual pop-off starts popping off, you know, then there's like the whole momentum. It's like the tsunami, the tidal wave that you can't really stop. You know what I'm saying? You got the genuineness, you got the raw power, you got the focus. You got everybody focused on what's real in the world, which is Sabbath. You know what I mean? And also, Nuff Beer in the house. Mad Beer's in the house. My man, Nuff Weed's coming. I just seen Nuff Weeds.
But Nuff Weed likes to keep it low key in the park. You know what I mean? But what's crazy is, like, we come to a city like Austin, man, where we got permits now, like, they know because they saw us beat the system in New York. If we could beat New York, that's the biggest city in America. We beat them. We beat New York's whole public system down. We succeeded in winning our case against the city of New York for the first Sabbath in the Park. And now Austin knew. They just had a permit ready for us. We got a gazebo. I mean, this is the first Sabbath in the Park we've done with a gazebo, as a matter of fact.
Giant chess set, which is an integral part now, you understand, because, you know, we deal with both the intellectual aspects of Sabbath, which are, you know, masters of reality moving around the chess set, you know, pawn to king four, you know what I mean? And this is the way it goes down when we're here, you know, we got Mad Beer here, and it, you know, like, dude, the conglomerate all comes together, you know what I'm saying? You gotta understand how this goes down. DJ Ayers, I know you know.
Trust me, my dude, I know. Matt Sanzala, how many people would you estimate are in the throngs of people in the crowd at Sabbath in the Park? And are you concerned that security will be an issue?
No, we have incredible security at Sabbath in the Park. Like, it couldn't, that also is another thing about our events that can't be denied, is that our security can't be stopped on any level. So it could grow as big as they want. I mean, right now there's about 50 in the center and about 30 around the perimeter right now. We got a little bit of an audience out on the street. They're transfixed to the event. And like they don't, I don't know, some of the people might not quite understand it, but the people that actually came to the center of the event, I think they're all feeling it, and I don't think there's any trouble going to start at this event. There's no way. I don't think anyone could come to an event like this and even consider starting trouble. This thing transcends age, sex, race, everything. Everyone just comes together in love and peace for a Sabbath.
I want to thank you guys so much for doing an interview with me, DJ Ayers.
I mean, it's hard when you're trying to organize an event. People want to interview you, and you got to, like, we don't really have a press tent set up at this one, but the next one, I think we're going to have the press tent and catering. We are lacking catering at this event today, but we do have.
You know, I mean, last time, of course, you know, big shout to Ian Meyer, you know, well, we all play a certain role. They're CEO, CFO, CIO, COO, you know, Sabbath in the Park LLC. Documentarian, you know, the Minister of Information, aka Ian Meyer, who also was the Minister of Catering last time, you know what I'm saying? You know, and two-wheel transportation is real serious, you know what I mean? So yeah, we're doing that. We got, yo, look, we got masses out here. We got all the people who are focused and committed to like what's real in the world, aka Sabbath in the Park.
Nah. Dudes.
Big shout out to the first lady of Sabbath in the Park, Maggie Horn. I didn't get to tell my co-founders here, Cosmo and Ayers, I didn't get to tell them what happened. But as we were starting Sabbath in the Park, she called me to let me know that as she was setting out candles at her job, she caught her hair on fire. And that's real. That's real, and that's the truth. And that's just more proof that you can't stop this movement. It transcends boundaries. It transcends, what do you call those, borders? Borders and such, state lines. It goes over the state line. It can't be stopped, dog.
You know, we're doing time zones and shit. You know what I'm saying? It's more fire. You know, Maggie Horn with her hair.
It still happened right on time. She set her hair on fire right when we started. Like, she's even an hour in the future.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like earlier on, we were talking about Hawking and the space time continuum and whatnot, you know, and special relativity with Einstein and whatnot. You know what I mean? Talking about the way that things, you know, like you basically can have things happening simultaneously at the same time in different places, but also it's the same place, you know what I mean? And at different times because it's crazy, you know what I mean? And that's basically how it goes down.
We'll be right back.
We're here with Queen Majesty and Scratch Bastard at Sabbath in the Park.
Sorry, what's the question? Hey, what's up, Ares? How are you doing?
There's no question.
Okay. I'm enjoying myself very immensely at this fantastic event. What mix is this? What Sabbath mix is this? What awesome mix?
I think this is Wicked Mix number 6.
Mix number 6. Excellent. I've heard a few of the other mixes. Yeah, it's fantastic.
How many Sabbath in the Parks have you attended personally?
This is my first. Oh no, this is my second Sabbath in the Park. Technically, my first Sabbath event was not in a park, but it was in South Park.
The Sabbath in the Court after party.
Oh, it's the Sabbath in the Court after party. So this is my first official Sabbath in the Park event.
Scratch Bastard, how does all this freedom feel in America, in Texas, at Sabbath in the Park?
Destruction of the empty spaces is my one and only crime.
Well, the open beer is pretty comforting. It's pretty, I can relate.
I've lived a thousand times. I found out what it means to be believed. The thoughts and images, the unborn child that never was conceived.
And how much Black Sabbath is too much Black Sabbath?
Oh, never enough. It's beautiful. Although we are sitting in like the cone of, I can basically look directly into the speaker right now. You know what I'm saying?
When little worlds collide, I'm trapped inside my embryonic cell.
Are you concerned that this interview will not be loud enough?
It could never be loud enough.
Once you go black, you never go back. You are.
The name that scorns the face, the child that never sees the cause of man. The deadly darkness that belies the fate of those who never ran.
We're here with Steve Pubes at Sabbath in the Park. Tell me about your personal feelings about Black Sabbath.
Black Sabbath basically, you know, changed my life. Heavy metal rules, rock and roll, that, you know, rules, punk shit, all that hip-hop shit, you know, that belongs in outer space, the Martians and stuff, because heavy metal's here to stay.
All right, thank you. Do you think that Nuff Weed is going to make an appearance at Sabbath in the Park?
Sweetly for days, I hope so.
You introduced me.
gonna do? Time's caught up with you. Now you ain't your turn. You know there's no return. Gathered in their masses, just like witches at black masses. Evil minds that plot destruction, sorcerer of death's construction. In the fields of bodies burning, war machine keeps turning. Death and hatred to mankind, poisoning their brainwashed minds. Oh, Lord, yeah. We'll be right back. darkness world stops turning. Ashes where the body's burning. No more war pigs have the power. And as God has struck the hour, day of judgment, God is calling. On the knees, the war pigs crawling, begging mercies for the sins. Satan laughing spreads his wings. Oh!